USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Washington, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia until 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A tornado watch means ingredients are in place for the possible development of tornadoes. Russian forces are making incremental progress in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region this week. The United States may send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine. The Biden administration is considering sending these systems as part of a larger military package and security assistance to Ukraine, which could be announced as soon as next week. An unidentified schoolmate of the Uvalde school shooting terrorist describes the kid he knew to ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
Salvador Ramos was a boy who was not bullied. He would try to pick on people but fail, and it would aggravate him. I would like to get that out of the way. He was not bullied.
USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It's now recognized annually on the last Monday in May. Memorial Day's purpose is to honor military members who have died. The gross domestic product in America is another reflection of our economic inflation.
The latest GDP numbers show the economy shrank slightly since the beginning of the year as inflation remains high. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats' policies are responsible.
Anyone wanting to grill a bacon cheeseburger over Memorial Day weekend will find ground beef up 15% and bacon up 18% compared to only 1 year ago.
Democrats say inflation is high across many nations and is caused by many factors, including supply chain issues, the economic recovery from the pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Irma Garcia's family hurting from her death in the Texas school shooting that targeted her fourth grade classroom. Her husband of 24 years, Joe Garcia, dropped off flowers at his wife's memorial Thursday morning in Uvalde, returned home, and died. First reports are indicating a heart attack. There was so much hope that violence in New York City would end when former lawman Eric Adams became mayor of the Big Apple. As violence and crime continues to be a major problem, Mayor Eric Adams is being called out for failing the people. Former Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary uses the Fox News platform to convey his message.
I think the number one mission of government is to provide for the safety and protection of its people. Eric Adams, I think, has his priorities kind of mixed up here. And I think what people really want is him to solve the issue of crime. People want to be safe. He just met with a bunch of CEOs in New York City. I mean, we're not talking small CEOs. We're talking about big CEOs. Who basically say, enough is enough. We need your help. We need you to provide solutions to this problem. No matter what's going on in the rest of the world and the rest of the nation, Eric Adams has to focus on New York City. When I was police chief, that was the number one role. That was the number one responsibility that I had, was to provide for the safety and protection of the citizens of Rochester, New York, and those that came to work, play, and visit. And New York City is the metropolis of New York State. We have to make sure that New York City is safe for residents and those that come to work and play and visit, or else businesses will leave, as well as residents will leave New York as well.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.